glossary yet. Over the years, Lottie had urged her sister, Bess, to prepare for her old age. Over the years, Bess had lived each day as if there were no other. Now they were both past 60. Lottie had a bank account that had never grown lean. Bess had the clothes on her back and the rest of her worldly possessions in an old suitcase. Lottie had hated being a child, seeing her parents constantly worrying about money. Bess had never seemed to notice. All she ever wanted was to go outside and play. She learned to skate on borrowed skates. She rode a borrowed bicycle. Lottie couldn't wait to grow up and buy herself the best of everything. As soon as anyone would hire her, Lottie put herself to work. She looked after babies, she ran errands for the old. She never touched a penny of her money, though her child's mouth watered for ice cream and candy. When the dimes began to add up to dollars, she lost her taste for sweets. By the time she was 12, she was clerking after school in a small variety store. Saturdays she worked as long as she wanted. She decided to keep her money for clothes. When she entered high school, she would wear a wardrobe that no one else would be able to match. But her freshman year found her unable to indulge this fantasy, particularly when her admiring instructors advised her to think seriously of college. No one in her family had ever gone to college. She would show them all what she could do if she put her mind to it. She began to bank her money, and her bank book became her most precious possession. In her third year of high school, she found a job in a small but expanding restaurant, where she cashiered from the busy hour until closing. In her last year of high school, the business increased so rapidly that Lottie was faced with the choice of staying in school or working full-time. She made her choice easily. A job in hand was worth two in the future. Bess had a boyfriend in the school band, who had no other ambition except to play a horn. Lottie expected to be settled with a home and family, while Bess was still waiting for Harry to earn enough to buy a marriage license. That Bess married Harry straight out of high school was not surprising. That Lottie never married at all was not really surprising either. Two or three times she was halfway persuaded, but to give up a job that paid well for a homemaking job that paid nothing was a risk she was incapable of taking. Bess's married life was nothing for Lottie to envy. She and Harry lived like gypsies, with Harry playing in second-rate bands all over the country, even getting himself and Bess stranded in Europe. They were often in rags and never in riches. Bess grieved because she had no child, not having sense enough to know she was better off without them. Very likely she would have dumped them on Lottie's doorstep. That